The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here is your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. We are back in the studios with Mandy Cole from Sebring. As the Sugar Festival gets ever closer and all the other things that go on in Sebring throughout the year. And I want to thank you again for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And I understand there's something going on this weekend.
Yeah, it's getting a little crazy. The carnival started showing up yesterday, so it's in full swing so far.
And this is like a hectic time for you. You do all the planning, but it comes right down to the wire here, and the chamber and everybody else who deals with this has to pull the rabbit out of the hat.
Yeah, well, no, that would be a magic show, and I think we're pretty prepared, so we're doing just fine.
Okay. It starts Thursday with some events, just a smattering before the big Friday kickoff.
Yep. Actually, today the golf outing, the Sugar Slicer, is going on at Scenic. Tee off is 11:30. Can't get in it anymore, but you could go afterwards and have some fun with the guys, I guess. So.
See how they brag.
Yeah, you can see who gets to brag about it. Yep, then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we have the townwide garage sales from 9 to 5.
Those are a big thing in towns.
They
draw a lot of people in, and people, they want to be there right when they open.
That's because you get first picks. You know, one's man trash is...
want to get in there early. I know when my folks had one, it was like, no, you can't get in early.
Yep.
It isn't fair to the other people.
Yep, one man's trash is another man's treasure, so, you know. That's how that works.
There's going to be a lot of treasures to be
found.
Yeah,
I hope I can get out and get some garage sailing done, too. I'm always looking for kids' clothes, you know, so.
And they're going to be all around the town?
Yep, there'll be maps that you can pick up at local businesses of where the garage sales are.
The ones that at least have registered.
Yep, the ones that have registered. I'm sure there'll be others that you can swing into. And it's all going to be based on the homeowners. It's from 9 to 5, but it's up to the homeowners' discretion of what time they're going to be open. Most of them will be open 9 to 5, but there might be some that have kids that want to take their kids to the park for a little while, and they might shut down, you know, early on Thursday and then reopen on Friday. So the maps are there if you want to, you know, plan your route.
And get the good stuff early.
Yeah, absolutely. And then at 6 o'clock, the Midway opens. Actually, from 5 to 7, we have a bike night. And the bike, you know, you can ride your pedal bike, but we, you know, motorcycles are more than welcome. They're actually allowed to park right along Frederick Street, which is not normally a street we open up during Sugar Festival. It's usually closed off to traffic. But we're letting the motorcyclists in Thursday night from 5 to 7, and then the entertainment starts at 7, from 7 to 11. So,
okay.
Bring your bikes out, show them off.
Well, a lot of people put a lot of time and energy and
money
and have to keep them clean because you can't show them off when they're dirty.
Yeah, absolutely. So that'll be a great night. And then we have a local middle ground band playing. And I think most of those guys went to Lakers High School. And they're about my age, so they've been out of school for a little while. But
any idea what type of music they play?
I think they play a little everything. Yeah. Probably, I haven't heard them in a while. It's been a few years since I heard them, but they play a little everything, and they're a great band, so come out and check them out.
And where is that going to be? Is this a particular place where you like to have the music in town?
Entertainment Tent, right at the corner of Frederick and Henry Streets.
So you park your bike,
head to the entertainment tent.
Stay for the music.
Absolutely.
It's like a whole night plan.
Yeah, yep. I planned your night for you. It's tomorrow night. And Friday, if you want to get up bright and early, the fishing tournament begins at 7 a.m. I do believe, I don't know if you have to pre-register for that or not, but you can probably just show up. I don't think they'll turn you away for the fishing tournament. So.
And that's at Sebring?
At the marina, absolutely.
And you can get information from them?
Ask for Matt Cummings and look for him, and he's in charge of that, and he can help you out with entry forms and anything else.
We are assuming we're talking walleye here.
Yes, but I do believe they have a junk fish category, the biggest junk fish, you know, sheepheads, you know, that sort of thing.
Well, you catch them too when you're going for walleye.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
And Friday, new this year on Fridays from 9 to 11 a.m., we have Kids Paint the Town downtown. The older kids get to paint the windows, and the younger kids get to do the sidewalks. And you can go to, there's a business, Center Street Oil, Englehart Station there at the right on Main Street, right across from the fire hall. And they will have all the information for you from 9 to 11, and the kids can go paint and do sidewalk chalk art.
Is there any judging afterwards as
no,
to
all the kids
how it's
get a
going?
Prize. No, all the kids get a prize. We're not going to, you know, single the kids out. Maybe if they were older, we would, but not when they're this young. So, and from 9 a.m. to 1 on Friday, we have the petting zoo. So you can go paint the town, go to the petting zoo. There's child activities down at the main park along with the petting zoo. It's, you know, face paintings and kids' games and things. And then at noon, a lot of things happen at noon on Friday and Saturday. At noon, the Midway opens. The arts and crafts show is going on. Michigan-made food court is new this year also. There's a big turnout for that. There's going to be a big tent at the park, at the main park, by the food pavilion area. And it's all Michigan-made products to sell and ready-to-eat foods there.
Is this something new? Because I know you try to bring back the favorites and you try to spice it up with new stuff every year so a little bit so that it's not staying the same. You want to grow and
yep,
change a little
the
bit.
The Michigan-made food court is brand new this year, so we're hoping that it turns out great and everybody's, you know, there's different vendors coming in for that with their Michigan-made products. And
So it's not just sugar and cotton candy because
no,
that's what we grow here.
No.
There's a lot of other things that are grown around the state that...
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
May not yet be in season at this time, but they can come down and show what they have to offer and give you a flavor of it.
Yep. Then from 1 to 3 on Friday, we have the child safety activities. And that's right at the corner of Frederick and 4th Streets. And the Sebring Police Department and the fire departments are there supporting that. And actually the Sugar Slicer that's going on today supports that program for the kids. The money generated from today goes to buy the kids' bike helmets and that sort of thing for the child safety activities on Friday.
So I imagine the event today is probably paying for next year because you probably had to already buy that stuff this year, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's rolls over. Yep, absolutely. Then at 3 o'clock at the main park, we have the Wonder Wheels BMX bike show. Kids always enjoy that. And 5:30, the children's parade with candy drop after the parade is... The parade starts at the fire hall on Center Street. Then it goes all the way to the park. And the candy drop afterwards is for all the kids that participated in the parade or whether they did or didn't participate in the parade. All the kids can come out and do the candy drop. And that brings us to the opening ceremonies at 7 o'clock Friday night. The Honor Guard and National Anthem will be played. The introduction of the Grand Marshals and Prince and Princess crowning, and then the coveted 2012 Michigan Sugar Queen will be crowned.
Now, most people would probably think, you know, okay, start it's Friday evening, people are off work, they come in there, but do you find that Friday afternoon and such for like the Midway and that, do you get plenty going? And
oh,
kids
it's
are
very
out of school
busy.
And
yep,
all
it's
that
very
stuff.
Busy.
Anyway.
Kids are out of school, and, you know, if their parents work, the grandparents bring them down, and. But a lot of kids live right next to there. So, yeah, there's a lot of activity going on Friday. And Friday, to me, is more of a kids' day. And there's a lot of things going on for the kids. There's things going on for the kids on Saturday, too, just not as much as Friday. And Saturday's probably more of an adult day. But that's okay because there's things for do for every age all weekend long.
What about parking in town? I mean, you get a lot of influx in there. You got enough of your own people with cars and stuff, and then you've got all of this happening. You've got streets closed off. Is there particular places they should park? And
wherever
maybe
you can find a spot.
Is there? There's no shuttle service or anything?
Actually, the Thumb Area Transit bus does do shuttles. Not sure of their route this year. I know last year they had went down to the supermarket and to the campgrounds and had a drop at the park. And when the tractor pulls are going on, they take people out to the tractor pull also. So if you want to park in one spot and catch a bus ride around town, go more than welcome to.
It makes it a lot easier for everyone downtown when they don't have to
yep, sure does.
jump
but
over cars.
Yeah, and the downtown area is separate from the park where the Midway and all the action is at the park. But all the side streets are open for parking this weekend. And, just not from, I think it's 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. or something. You got to be out of town by then. So.
But the people having the garage sales want, you know... parking in front of theirs to be open once in a while so the new people come by.
Oh, the people walk by all the time, though. It'll be okay. They'll get a lot of foot traffic for that. So, after the opening ceremonies, the Sinclair's Band will be playing Friday night from 9 to 1 a.m. And there's a best 70s dress contest, so break out your bell bottoms and your tie-dye and your Afro wigs and come out and see if you can win. You actually win a prizes for, you win Seawing Chamber dollars for best dressed 70s.
Male and female or as a couple?
No, it's, you know, you could do it. I think it's individual. I haven't really gotten into those details yet. It's just more for fun. Last year we did 80s. That was a lot of fun. A lot of people dressed up in their 80s attire, and this year we're going to do 70s, so it'll be fun.
You go back to the 60s, you're going to end up with hippies.
Well, we almost did 60s for the hippies. Yeah, maybe next year. It'll be fun. Either way, it's all fun because there's a not everybody dresses up, but the few people that do, it's a riot. It's a lot of fun. So
you got to do it while people are still around who are from the 60s to remember it.
Nah, we can look it up.
That's what the internet's for?
That's what the internet's for. And then that brings us to Saturday. We have 8 o'clock in the morning, starting and ending at Bayshore Camp is the 5K road race. That's brought to you by the Rotary of Sebring.
Is that something you need to pre-register for?
Yes.
Or you do that, and can you do that online? Is that something that people can...
I believe so, but I guess I don't have the website. The best person to get a hold of for that is... I don't even have it on here. Oh, Randy Howard and anyone from the Sebring Rotary. But you can get a hold of Randy Howard at 883-3310.
Because if you're going to wake up that early and go out there, you sure want to be able to do your walk, run, whatever you want to do.
Yep.
And they need to know, I guess, because they probably have T-shirts or whatever else available for all this stuff.
Yeah,
so.
And I think you get a little 2-pound bag of sugar.
Well, hopefully at the end, because you don't want to carry that for 5K.
Right. Well, some people might want to carry two, one in each hand, but, you know, exercise. Saturday, 10 o'clock in the morning, the Burns Art Gallery opens, and they do have quilts all weekend, quilt show. And that brings us to 10:30 a.m., the Grand Parade will begin. That starts at the Sugar Festival, or at the Sugar Factory, goes all the way down Center Street, turns east on Main, and ends at M25.
And, always a big mixture of bands, celebrities, and everything.
Yep, we get entries from all over the place.
And I'm sure the new Sugar Queen will be
in
that parade as well.
The new and the old. The new and the old Sugar Queen will be in that parade, absolutely.
Excellent.
And
there's a little change at the end of the parade. You're not ending at the park. You're moving it elsewhere because of the congestion.
There was too congested last year, so we can't end at the park with all the floats going through. It was just crazy. And when people trying to leave also... So it's just going to end right at M25, and then they can go turn left or right and head whatever way. But we would love them to come back to the park and hang out for a while.
Yeah, just take the big, bulky floats home
take
and come back.
Take the floats home and come on back. Or take the floats back to the piling grounds and unhook them and come on back. And for the biggest reason you want to come back is for the chicken barbecue. Sponsored, you know, goes all the proceeds for that go to the fire department. The fire department, as everybody knows, cooks... pretty darn good chicken.
Well, they know how to make a proper fire.
They sure do. So that starts at 11:30 until it's gone. So get there early, and you can pre-purchase tickets right now all over town for the chicken barbecue.
And there's more than just chicken there. It's a full meal.
It is a full meal, yeah. So. And they get milk and that sort of thing, too. So it's a great, great meal. And noon, the Midway opens again with all the carnival rides. And from noon to 3, the museums are open, which includes... the Old Township Hall and the Lycan House Museum. And those are, if you like history and you like, you know, if you're a history buff, it's very interesting walking through the Lycan House Museum and the Old Township Hall. Very, very interesting, neat things are in there.
A lot of artifacts and pictures
and
stuff.
A lot of old pictures, a lot of old memorabilia, a lot of old there's some outfits there, and all the furniture is all, you know, original with the home. I know the Lycan House Museum. I haven't been in the Old Township Hall in quite a while, but the Lycan House Museum is unbelievable. It's very nice.
Give you a flavor of days past.
Yes, it's very neat. With our 50th coming up, we're really going to be promoting that in 2 years too, the memorabilia and that sort of thing, the old and into the new.
We're going to try and find an original float from the first parade?
I don't think. Probably not. Well, you never know if we could fix it a little bit so that it actually has wheels, maybe. But then we have the arts and crafts again right in the tennis courts. That goes on Friday and Saturday, and along with the Michigan Made Food Court. Both of those are going on from noon to 8. At 12:30, we have the Plymouth Fife and Drum Corps they are in the parade, and then they're going to put on a little show at the main in the main stage area, probably out in the grass on the ball diamond, or on the stage, depending on how many they are there are.
Is that a large group of people?
I think so. They're one of my favorites, the Plymouth Fife and Drum Corps. I think to me that makes a parade spectacular. So
because when you think of fife and drum, you think of the political or the patriotic type
yes,
of music that they
patriotic,
play.
Patriotic, yep, and that's what they, and they dress like that. I love those. Those are about my favorite. After, we're not really sure what time the Sugar Spiker Beach Volleyball Tournament is going to start. Probably around 1. It was going to depend on how many teams she had gotten in, because last year they were playing up until 8 o'clock that night, just trying to finish the tournament. So they might start at noon, they might start at 1, but if you want to just come and watch, more than welcome to. It's going to be going on all afternoon.
And is there still time if you have a team, or is that pretty much booked up, I would think?
I would say you could probably still get in. You'd have to call Renee at 883-9099 right away today. It's going to be more expensive. I think her cutoff for a cheaper rate was June 1st. And after, or no, it was June 8th. And now after June 8th, it's a little bit more expensive. But I'm pretty sure you could probably, she'll let you in.
And she'll let you know how many team members you have to
yep.
have, all that type of stuff, so
yep.
that and when to be there.
Yep, absolutely. And from 1 to 5 in the entertainment tent, we have the Natural Tones Polka Band. They are pretty popular in the area, and we're also going to do a best polka dancing contest, and that will be a couples contest. But if you're like me, my husband won't dance polka with me, so I have to dance with my friend or my mom or my grandma, so
well, then you
whatever
can,
works.
Then you can just say, nah, nah, I won.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't win, but I know a couple that would win if they end up going. And 1:30 in the main park, we have the Wonder Wheels BMX bike show. So you can go watch the bike show and listen to the polka music, too.
And the BMX, is this the pedal bikes where
yes.
they do the tricks
yes.
and the
yep.
and all the jumping around
yep.
and on one wheel and all that other
yep.
type of stuff?
Yep, it's neat to watch, and the kids love it. Kids love that stuff. From 2 to 10 on Saturday, and actually at 6 o'clock on Friday and 2 to 10 on Saturday is bingo in the covered pavilion. So go out and play some
gotta
bingo.
Gotta love the bingo.
Bingo's always fun. Then at 5:30 on Saturday, we have changed the time. We pushed it back a little bit so we can go into the evening more with the tractor pull. It's the Thumb Tractor Pulling Association, the TTPA Tractor Pull. They're an association, so it's a sanctioned race. And I should say a pull, it's not a race. But that's happening out at the MPX Motocross Racetrack on the north end of town, right on M25. And like I said before, the Thumb Area Transit Bus on Saturday, when the tractor pull begins, they'll start taking people around out to the track also. So if you want to leave your car in town, go to the tractor pull, catch the bus to the tractor pull, leave the tractor pull on the bus, go back to town, go to the entertainment tent Saturday night. Got it all planned out for you again.
Your whole trip is right there.
Yep.
And the tractor pull is all different size tractors types.
Yep,
they've got different categories.
Different
or
classes, they're called. Yep. And we have a new class this year. Don't ask me what it is. I can't remember, but I know it's the bigger ones than what we had last year. And I think they're talking about letting you, if you want to bring your pickup truck and do a pull, I think they're talking about doing that too.
Well, I don't have a pickup, but I appreciate the offer.
Oh, well. I'm sure you know people that do have pickups.
Oh, yeah.
7 o'clock Saturday night, we have the USA Club Scouts Pack going to be presenting the flag and the Pledge of Allegiance. And we have musical entertainment from Double Negative, which is actually one of the members of Double Negative is the son of one of our Grand Marshals. And our Grand Marshals used to be called the Revived Condition, and they always played at the old VFW Hall, the Sportsman's Club, when it was real popular. They had dances every weekend back in the 70s, I think early 80s, and the Revived Condition was one of the bands that played there quite often, and they're all local guys, and one of his sons is in the Double Negative band playing on the main stage Saturday night from 7 to 9.
And they're more rock and rollish, or are they
I have no idea.
Whole different?
I'm really not sure. It kind of got put together a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, so I don't really know any details about the music they play, but I've heard they're good. And it's on free entertainment. Just come out, bring your lawn chair, and
enjoy
the music, yeah. Then at 9, from 9 to 1 in the entertainment tent, we have the Music Doctors. And we also have another dressed up contest. We like people to dress up because it's just fun to dress up, you know, anyways. But the best rocker dressed and the best country dressed. Because our theme this year is a little beat country and a little beat rock and roll. So Saturday night, we're going off of our theme. And if you dress up like a rocker and you're the best rocker dressed, you get a prize. If you're the best country dressed, you get a prize there too. That'll be fun. So break out the chaps and the 10-gallon hats for country and cowboy boots. And then the rockers, I want to see some mohawks with different color, maybe punk rocker. That'll
so
be fun.
You get out the moose and you get out the spandex and absolutely. The glitter and the...
yep, for the 70s.
And the rhinestones.
Yep. And then at dusk on Saturday night, we have fireworks display.
And that's always a big draw. If there's a weather problem, do they do it the next night, or is it rain or shine type of thing?
Well, it's rain or shine, but I don't know if you're paying attention to the weather. It's not supposed to rain.
Well, just want to make sure.
Nope, not going to rain this weekend. There's only a small chance on Sunday, so I think we're good for the whole weekend.
You planned it that way, didn't you?
We always do, yeah. I think we just pray a lot. And then on Sunday, if you want to head out to the Seawing Airport at 7 o'clock in the morning, there's going to be a fly-in. Just some airplanes flying, landing. Go check out the airplanes if you want. And
unless you live in Seawing, a lot of people don't even know there is a little airport out there.
There is a little airport, yeah. Just, you know, little planes, but yeah. Well, they have to know because one of them crashed a few years ago.
But I mean, you know, you have people from out of town and such, right. You know, if you don't drive down that way.
Right. Well, if you have an airplane and you're from Bad Axe, fly on out.
There you go.
Be what, 5 minutes? Mm-hmm. Take you 5 minutes to get there.
Then you can take the TAT bus all around town.
Absolutely. And from 8 a.m. to noon on Sunday, we have the FFA and the FFA alumni are putting on the pancake breakfast this year. So come show your support for them and you'll get an excellent meal.
And that's where?
That will be near the food pavilion, under the covered pavilion. There's two pavilions right there, but it's under the covered pavilion. On the north side of the north part of the park, Groves. I'm pretty sure that's Grove Street, and still learning all those streets. I know where it is, but so I don't know the street names.
You follow the crowds and you follow your nose.
The crowds. Go down to the park and ask anybody, and they'll tell you where the pancake breakfast is.
There you go.
Unless you're stubborn, you don't like to ask for directions. You'll
then
be able to find it.
Just take a whiff, because there'll be pancakes and sausage, and you'll be able to find her.
Yep. At 10:30, we have the worship service, which takes place in the entertainment tent. And 11:30, we begin the Little League championship games and the main diamond at the park.
This is the Seawing Little League?
USA, yep. The boys. Yes. And they're pretty good, so they're actually fun to watch. They're really fun to watch, yeah. Then at 1 o'clock, out on the motocross racetrack on M25, the MPX motocross track, these the Mid-Michigan Mini Tractor Pull Association. So we have the minis on Sunday and lawnmower races on Sunday. That begins at 1 o'clock out at the tractor pull, the MPX racetrack, right on M25 north onto town.
So the tractor part would be the smaller but kind of souped-up tractors.
Yeah.
And lawnmowers would be get souped some bragging rights. Get your bragging rights on how fast you can really cut a lawn.
Yeah. You could probably do it really fast, but it wouldn't look very good.
Well, but it's done.
Yeah, it's done. From 1 to 3 on Sunday, the museums are open, and from 1 to 4, the Burns Art Gallery is open. At 2 o'clock, under the covered pavilion, where the pancake breakfast was, is the kiddie tractor pull. That's always fun. That's just the pedal tractors. And young kids, get to do that. That's a lot of fun, seeing those kids try and pull the weights around. And from 2 to 6, the Historical Society is doing an ice cream social at the food pavilion. At 5:30, there's the button drawing, a raffle button drawing. And if you don't have a button yet, they're still around town. Go grab one. They're $2. And if you wear it into the entertainment tent, you get $1 off your admission. So it's worth buying. $2 button, $1 off admission to the entertainment tent, and you get put into a raffle drawing. And to wrap up Sugar Festival, is the biggest tradition is the Farmers versus Merchants annual softball game.
For all the bragging rights for 12 months.
Yeah, Merchants won last year. Merchants have been winning the past few years, but it was always the Farmers for years and years, so.
Well.
And me as a business owner and a farmer, my husband, we farm and we own a business. So they're trying to get my husband to go over to the merchants team, but he's refusing because he's a farmer at heart, but we still make fun of him for it. I sit on the merchant side and he plays for the farmers, so it's lots of fun.
A lot of things going on this coming weekend. Don't miss it, the Michigan Sugar Festival. Now, the chamber just doesn't go into hibernation after this,
no,
do they? You have
not.
Other things that do come up throughout the course of the year.
Yep.
You have other events and other promotions and such. What is coming up after Sugar Fest?
Well, for the chamber, after the Sugar Festival, we have a surf and turf dinner cruise. We're still working on a date for that. It'll be in August, either the 10th or we're looking more at the 10th of August. Don't quote me on that, but surf and turf dinner sunset, surf and turf sunset cruise, which you get a steak dinner, perch, full meal, and then you get to go out on a boat, watch the sunset, come back in. It's a great time.
Which is a big part of being in a harbor town.
Absolutely. Yep. It's a great, great thing that we've been doing. This is the third year. And if you're interested in that, call the chamber number, which is just lost my...
Does it raise funds or is it basically cost effective?
It's cost effective. It just breaks even. And you know what? It's just a great thing to make people aware of our marina and how nice it is. And it's just a great social event too. Everybody comes out, we have dinner, have some fun, and go out on the boats and lots of fun.
And a lot of people live right there near the lake, and if they don't have a boat, they never really get out onto it.
Exactly. Or if they, they have a little canoe, might take them a little while longer to get out on the bay, so.
Yeah, well, you don't want to go out too far because you got to come back, and you never know with the weather.
Yeah, absolutely. August 25th is a Saturday. We have our farmer's market, and I know the girls have been working real hard on that the last few months already. They're doing a lot of different things for it. The farmer's market's all downtown on Center Street. We have a lot of vendors that come selling fresh fruits, produce, and arts and crafts, that sort of thing. And they're also looking, they have a bounce house coming this year for the kids. They've got other things going on. They usually do a fishing tournament, a kids' fishing contest off of the bridge right there in the river. So it's a great little event for the day.
And are there people from the chamber under the bridge putting fish on their hooks?
No, but that would probably be a good idea because some of the kids are not happy if they don't catch any. That whole weekend, actually, we have so many things going on in Seawing. We have the softball tournament, the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, which is sponsored by the Lions and the Rotary Clubs of Seawing. And we have the farmer's market on the 25th, and there's also the big Christian or the gospel convention at Bayshore Camp that weekend. So if you want something to do that weekend, come to Seawing because there is a lot going on that weekend. And then on October 4th, it's a Thursday evening, we have our Moonlight Madness sales that happens all across town. And that's a lot of fun. The last couple of years, we've had great weather for it. Hopefully, we can have great weather for it this year. And hopefully, we can get more people to come out and check things out. And we're having more businesses and more vendors come out for that too, for Moonlight Madness.
Well, when they see it as a success, more people want to get on board.
Yeah, and it has been a real big success the last couple of years. I attribute it to the weather, but whether it's October, if it's breezy and chilly, it's fall, and that's the best time because fall is my favorite time of year, and there's a lot of fall things going on. And
it's Michigan; it could be 80 or it could be 30.
Absolutely.
In October.
As long as it's not raining, it'll be good. It's always good.
Or the S word.
Snow doesn't bother me. November 17th, we have the Christmas open house and the lighted Christmas parade. The parade was new last year, and I was in charge of that, and I never in a million years thought it would be as successful as it was. Everybody told me, if you get 10, 15 entries, you'll be fine, and we got 30 last year, and we expect it to double this year. So I will keep that posted on Facebook and the internet on our website. And if you have any questions about the Moonlight Madness, the Farmer's Market, or the Christmas Open House and Lighted Parade, I'm on Facebook. I keep up our Facebook page for the chamber. Call the village office. They'll give you my cell phone number. Call me anytime with any questions about any of the events going on in Seawing.
And there'll be information as to, like, for the parade there, what type of, how many lights you got to have. You know, some places don't want you to put Santa on there because they have only one at the end of the parade.
Yeah,
there's all kinds of things like that
that
you need to know.
That's my rule, too. Santa is the only, there's only one live Santa in our parade, and he's at the end, and that's the way it's got to be.
You don't want to confuse the kids because
he went
by already.
Yep, kids are smarter than you think. But the lighted parade, the Christmas open house happens all downtown. There's vendors and then the parade was on M25 last year, and it was an awesome turnout, just great. Couldn't have asked for anything better for the first year. We did some things down at the park after the parade. The Lions Club did hot dogs and hot chocolates, and we had some entertainment, and we gave out the trophies for the parade winners. So it was a great, great day. I'm looking forward to it again this year. Moonlight Madness is always a lot of fun. Looking forward to that too, but Farmers Market that weekend of August 24th through the 26th is probably the next biggest thing that's happening in Sebring. It's a lot going on. Surf and Turf on August 10th, we're thinking August 10th. I can keep you updated on that.
And you can check the website and
Absolutely.
It'll tell you
yep,
when,
we'll
when
have
you
that
finalize
posted.
A date.
Well, hopefully we can have that posted by next week. So.
Well, you cross your fingers on weather and all that other good stuff.
Right. When you know, it happens on a Friday night. For the Surf and Turf, it's a Friday night. If the weather's bad, we postpone it till Saturday night. And that's kind of how we always have done it.
So if you're up for the weekend, one out of the two nights should be usually
Absolutely.
Good enough to
yep.
to have the event fly.
Have a great meal and go out on a boat in the middle of in mid-August. It's just perfect.
A lot of things coming up. Again, the Sugar Festival this weekend.
Absolutely.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to know about what's going on, what any day, that'll be on your website as well, I believe. You
it's on the website.
Well.
The schedule events is on the website. I have events posted on Facebook, and if you have any other questions, just come to Sebring and just hang out, because there's something for you to do all weekend.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Our guest today on the program has been Mandy Cole from the Sebring Chamber. I do want you to stay tuned. Coming up, top of the hour, we'll clue you in on all the latest in the news.